Okay, we left off in the Gemara, the end of Kuf Gimel on Beis. Right, there was a story that Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba went to Rava. So, when it came to Motzei Shabbos, he saw Rava make Havdalah, and Rava said four Havdalahs. He said, "I'm Avdal ben Kedush Lachol, ben Ar Lachoshech, ben Yisrael Amin, ben Yemeshidu Lashishim Ma'amasa." So, on that, Rabbi Yaakov asked him, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rava, you only make one Havdalah. So he said, I hold like Rav Elazar and Rabbi Yishai, who says you shouldn't do less than three, you shouldn't do more than seven. So the Gemara had a problem with that, but you're not doing three or seven, you're doing four. Because you have Kodesh Echol, Ar L'Chayshech, Yisrael Amim, and Yom HaShir HaShishim HaMasa. That's four. So the Gemara says, starting from the top line of Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, so Amar Lei, so he said back to him, Ivra, that Be'emes, Ben Yom HaShir HaShishim HaMasa, that which you say, that's not part of the number, because it's just said to be me'ein chasima, similar to the chasima. Because since you're going to have to finish off Baruch Ata Hashem Amavdu Ben Kodesh L'Choyl, so you have to have Ben Yom HaShir HaShishim HaMasa, that the chasima should be similar to what we say right before the chasima. Because if you're going to say Ben Kodesh L'Choyl Ben Kodesh L'Choyl Ben Kodesh L'Choyl, and then you say Amavdu Ben Kodesh L'Choyl, so that has nothing to do with Ben Yisrael L'Amim. Therefore, you have to repeat again Ben Yom HaShir HaShishim HaMasa to be Meina Chasima. V'amar Rebuda Amar Shmuel, like Rebuda says in the name of Shmuel, that Hamavdil, someone who makes Havdalah, Tzorach Sheyayimer Mein Chasima, Samach Chasima, say that right before the Chasima, you have to speak about something that's similar to the Chasima. The gears that we have over here is he said a Dafka by Hamavdil, which is very interesting. Why would he say a Dafka there? Rav Rishayim, the Rosh, the Rif, they all have a girsa of Hamivorech, because it's lav dafka by Havdalah, it's by all brachas. Every time you make a long bracha, you have to say something towards the end of the bracha that makes the inyan that we're talking about there next to the chasima, similar to the chasima. Upumbedisoi Ami, and in Pumbedisa they said, Me'im Psichoslam, that the end of a bracha, right before the chasima, you have to say something that's similar to the beginning of the bracha, how the bracha started off. Samach l'chasima, also next to the chasima. My benayu, what's the nafkamina between these two? Nuchayr, in most brachas, the psicha and the chasima are similar. So, me'im psichasan is me'im chasimasan, and me'im chasimasan is me'im psichasan. Right. In most brachas, it's going to work that way. You start off, let's say, by Havdalah. You start off, Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'Chol. Then you say, Ben Yom HaShir HaShishim HaMasa, Baruch Atah Hashem Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'Chol. So, Ben Yom HaShir HaShishim HaMasa is similar to the Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'Chol of the beginning of the bracha, and it's similar to the Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'Chol of the end of the bracha. And the same by most brachas. You start Yotzer, and then at the end of the bracha is Yotzer Amayr. So, whatever's going to be main psich is going to be main achasima. So where's the nafkamina between them? And for the Gemara, Ika beinayu, yom tov shechol yis achar Shabbos. When yom tov is motzei Shabbos, the chasmina on bein kodesh l'kodesh. Over there, the chasim is not hamavdu bein kodesh l'chol, but rather hamavdu bein kodesh l'kodesh. So the bracha starts off hamavdu bein kodesh l'chol and ends off hamavdu bein kodesh l'kodesh. So manda amar me'im psichoson samach l'chasimoson. So if you hold, you need me'in ha-psicho, similar to how you started off the bracha next to the chasima. So all you got to say is ben yom hashiri l'sheishi me'masa, and that's me'im psichoson. And le'boi le'me'mar ben kedusha shabbos le'kedusha yom tov yivdalta. You don't have to add those words ben kedusha shabbos le'kedusha yom tov yivdalta, which seems to tell us how Kadosh Baruch Hu is mavdil between different levels of kedusha ben kodesh l'kodesh. Because that's main achasima, but it's not main apsicha. So if you hold that all you need is main apsicha, so you don't need to say this because it's main apsicha. You were already yaitzah by saying hamavdu ben kodesh l'chol, or ben yom hashir l'shishima yimei amase. Umad amar main chasima osin sama chasima masha enkin, like the shita that you need near the chasima to say something that's similar to the chasima. So by the Meimar, Ben Kedusha Shabbos, the Kedusha Yom Tov Yivdalta. So since the Chasim is going to be Amavdu Ben Kedusha Chodesh, you have to say Ben Kedusha Shabbos, the Kedusha Yom Tov Yivdalta, in order to make it me'ena chasima. Now, the Taisus speaks out of here, why do you need... So, we should have just said, Ben Kedushas Shabbos, the Kedushas Yom Tov, Baruch Atah Hashem, Amad Kedush Kedush. We say a whole nusach, Ben Kedushas Shabbos, the Kedushas Yom Tov, V'Zeyam Mashim, Mishish, Ma'asa Kedash, the Yom Tov, Kedash, the Yom Tov, Yisob, Kedushas Zecha. So, why are we being so marach? So, Taisus says, since there's a concept that Hamoisiv Lo Yosef Al Sheva, there is a time that you or there is an opportunity to say seven avdalas. So we never do that. But since on Yom Tov you have to add into the avdala anyway, so even though we're not going to do the real seven avdalas, which we're going to learn later on in the Gemara, but we want to make a zecher me'ein that there's an inyan of seven avdalas. So once we're adding in more, so even though these don't count because they're only me'ein chazima, and neither does ben. For that matter, but we say seven l'shoynus of avdala to be a zecher of that concept that there's seven avdalas. So we add three more. We add ben kishjam the shabbos of kishjam the dalta. We say mashiyu mishishim me'masa kedashta. If dalta v'kedashta samchay yisom ha'macha. So there should be a concept of main sheva avdalas.
Is there any concept that the chasima has to be main of sicha?
Right. Most times it works that way, but there's no such thing, and that's good for why you have this machlokes. Gufa. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yishya. Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Yishya, Hapoiches lo yifches mishalosh. If you want to do the minimum amount of avdalas, can't do any less than three. And if you want to do more, you can't do any more than seven. You say avdala when it's a matzah Shabbos, or matzah yom tovim, or matzah yom tiv, or matzah yom kippurim, or matzah yom kippur, or matzah Shabbos li yom tiv. And even if it's a matzah Shabbos going into yom tiv, so it's not mamish going to be choil. But since we're going down a darga from Kedusha Shabbos, which is Osir, even Malachas of Eichel Nefesh, and now you're going to Yom Tov where it's Mutter, Malachas of Eichel Nefesh, so you need to make Avdalah for that. Matzi Yom Tov L'Chadosh Shomayid, and Huadin, when you go from Matzi Yom Tov to Chol HaMoed, the end of the first days of Pesach, or the end of the first days of Sukkis, even though Chol HaMoed is not mutter b'asiyas malacha to do whatever you want, there's only certain things that are mutter, but Seif Kol Seif, more is mutter than on a regular Yom Tov day. Therefore, you need the Havdalah from Yom Tov Rishon to Chol HaMoed. Avol lo b'matzi Yom Tov l'Shabbos, but when you're going from Matzi Yom Tov to Shabbos, if Yom Tov is on Friday, so Friday night, when you're going from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you don't have to make Havdalah because the Adar Avol, you're not going down in Kedusha, you're going up in Kedusha. And similar to the mashal that we gave before, the Rashbam says, when the king comes and a governor leaves, a duke leaves, you don't go be malava the duke when the king comes, right? You don't go be malava Yom Tov when Shabbos comes. Therefore, there's no avdalah when it comes from Matzah Yom Tov to Shabbos. Haragil, someone who's ragil in Sukkim, he knows all the nusach of all the avdalas. So Emor Habe, he could say a lot of avdalas. And in a rogo, someone who's not rogo, I'm achas. So then he should just say one, so he don't confuse himself, and he'll get away with one. So what do we see? That the minimum is one. Not like we said before that the minimum is three. After the Gemara, Tanai, it's a machlokes Tanaim. Dom Rabbi Yechon, because Rabbi Yechon said, Benon shel kedoshim, Omer achas. Benon Shel Kedoshim, which we'll say in a minute who that is, he only said one Avdalah, and he was a Tana, so that's one Tana that held that all you need is one Avdalah. V'nagu Ha'am, however, the minig of the nation, of all his contemporaries, all the other Tanaim of that time was Le'mo Shalish. So that which we said before, Le'yifchis Mishalish, is going like the Nagu Ha'am that says the minimum is three. The price that we quoted a minute ago that says that the minimum is one is going like Benon Shel Kedoshim. Maninu Benon Shel Kedoshim. Who is this Benon Shel Kedoshim that we refer to? Rav Menachem Bar Simoy. Vamai Karilei Benon Shel Kedoshim. Why was he considered Benon Shel Kedoshim? the lo yistaka b'tzurasa the zuzah, that he wouldn't look at the picture that was on a coin. He was so kaddish not to look at different things, that not only did he not look at people that he shouldn't, but even at the picture of a coin, he wouldn't look at.
Why has he been non-shunk about
Shemayim? So over here, right, so who's the who didn't look? Right, who didn't look? The pashas is, if you call him benon shel kedoshim, so it sounds like Reb Shemayi didn't look, but it's klar mevor mesachas avay dezara that is going on Reb Menachem. The Reb Menachem didn't look. So if that's the case, why is it called benon shel kedoshim? So Teretz is because Tyson speaks out that his father was also a kaddish. So Mestama, he himself was a kaddish, but he got it from his father. That's where he learned it from. His father was also a kaddish, so he was known as benon shel kaddish. He was a kaddish, but he was known as benon shel kaddish because he got it from his father as well.
So what was this machlekes over? You have a machlekes tanayim. This.
What's the minimum amount of avdalos?
I understand, but who is it? It's you got.
That's what I said before. The Rashbam Taiches means the other Tanoim of his generation. The people from the street. It means the other all his contemporaries.
Uh-huh.
Said three. So it's the Chacham of those days versus Menachem Reb Shemayi. Shalach le Reb Shmuel Bar Idi. So Reb Shmuel Bar Idi sent Chananya Ochi Oimer Achas. My brother Chananya, his minig is to only say one. V'lazokot Chava say, we don't pass like that. We hold like the sheet that the minimum is three. Omer Yeshua ben Levi, Hamavdil Tzarach Sheyomer Mein Avdolus Hamuris V'Teir. That which you said before, you say three havdalahs, seven havdalahs, you can't just make up whichever havdalahs you want. It has to be the havdalahs that the Torah speaks about, how Hashem was mavdal between this and that, or how you're supposed to be mavdal between this and that. Meisvei, seder havdalahs heich, oimer. What's the seder havdalahs that you say? So hamavdal ben kodesh l'chol.
Wait, what are the, what does that mean, me'ein havdalahs amur shvatar? The number that are said in the Torah?
No, the ones that you mentioned have to be ones that are mentioned in the Torah. I mean, you can't say that Hashem is mavdil between, I don't know,
cats and dogs.
Right. Anything that's not mentioned in the Torah.
That there is the word havdalah by
That there's a pasuk in the Torah that speaks about the concept of that either Hashem was mavdil between A and B, or how the Hashem tells you you're supposed to be mavdil between A and B.
Mm-hmm.
So Meisvei, Seder Avdolus Heich Oimer Hamavda Ben Kodesh Lechol Ben Or Lechoshu Ben Yisrael Amim Ben Yom Hashidu Sheshim Emase Ben Tomei Letar Ben Yom Lecharova Ben Mayim Oyonim Lemayim Tachtoinim Ben Kehanim Lelevim Yisraelim.
1 and 7.
So we just mentioned 8. Right, so Teretz is Ben Yisrael La'amim.
Oh, it's part of the Chasima.
Doesn't count, because that's Meina Chasima. Which is a very interesting thing over here. Ben Yamashu the Shezim Mamasa. Which is a very interesting thing over here. The Tana put it after number 3, because of normally when you only say 3, it goes there. But it's really meant to be Meina Chasima, so really.
Should go at the
end. Then. Just. So it could be that just, I'm not clear 100% what the Rashbam means. The way the Mefarshim say it's possible to be two different things. Either Pashim means that Enecha Amit just said it over there, but really belongs at the end, or really Kehanim Levim Yisrael is also Hamavdu Ben Kodesh Lechol. You don't need Mein Achasima, but Heyoiz, it's the Mein Achasima of the three. It just became part of the Nusach. So since we're just saying it because it became part of the Nusach, so we just left it in its normal place. We didn't put it at the end.
So it can't be that this Bryce or whatever it is just listing to you all of the Havdalahs that were in the Torah and you could pick out of these? Could it be that this is just the list?
Right. It could be. That's similar to the first shot that I'm saying. Say Anakanami, you say.
Right,
yeah.
You pick which one. You pick three or three.
Three or seven.
Right.
the chayseh. So before we get to the chesima, so these are the avdolos that mentioned. So you take out the binyan shiri sheishem ma'ase. We mentioned seven. The chayseh in b'seid abreishis, and then the chesima is that baruch seid abreishis how Hashem was mesader the abreishis, which fits with Bein Yom HaShiri Sheshem Memaaseh, because that's the Seder Bereishis. V'acheir Mayimim B'yotze Bereishis, a little bit differently, Hashem created Bereishis. Not Hashem was Mesada Bereishis, but Hashem was created Bereishis. V'yotze Yudayim Mechoyishim Mekadosh Yisrael. The Chasima is Mekadosh Yisrael. V'im Isa. So, first of all, before we go further, what does Mekadosh Yisrael have to do with Bein Yom HaShiri Sheshem Memaaseh? If it's Meina Chasima, Teretz is because the Rashbam says because Hashem created the world to have a Klal Yisrael, so that's part of Mekadosh Yisrael. The whole creation of the world was Kedei Mekadosh Yisrael. But coming back to us, the Misa, Habena Yom Lecharava Leksiva Bei Avdala. The Torah never says anywhere that Hashem was Mavdo between the Yom and Charava. It's right that they're two separate things, but it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that Hashem was Mavdo between them. I mean, all the other ones it mentions in the Torah. Amavdu bin Kodesh l'chol. The Pasuk says, Ulahavdu bin HaKodesh v'bein HaChol. This is, I think, by the Pasuk of Suya Yayin. It says you shouldn't drink wine to be mavdu between Kodesh and Chol. So we see that there's a concept that the Torah wants you to be mavdu between Kodesh and Chol. Then in the same Pasuk it mentions Tamei and Torah also. Bein HaTamei v'bein HaTorah. So that those two were mentioned in that Pasuk. But right away in Parashat Bereishis it says Vayavu Elokim Bein Aro Bein Achoshech Bein Yisrael La'amim. It says Va'avdu Lascha Mikol La'amim, and then Bein Hayom L'Charav. We just mentioned it doesn't say in the pasuk, and Bein Ma'im Oyonim La'ma'im Tachtoinim. It says when Hashem made the Rukiah, it says Vayavdel bin Amayim Hashem Meyal Rukiah Ve'uvin Amayim Hashem Mitachas the Rukiah. So it says Havdala by all those Kehanim Avim Yisrael, and we'll get to it in a moment. So but bottom line is Bein Hayom L'Charav, it doesn't say Loiksiv Ve'Avdala, it doesn't mention Avdala. So if you need to mention Avdala Ha'amur is Betar, you can't just make up things on your own that happen to be separate. So how could you mention Yom L'Charav? The Torah never says that Hashem was Mavdal, or Hashem said that you should be Mavdal between the Yam and the Charava. It's just a fact. They happen to be separate. So some Mikam Bein Yam and Charava. So Anachanami, take it out of the list. Erase it. Frankly, Gemara Yochi, if that's the case, Bein Yam Rashid Shishim Mamasa Nami Mein Chasimahu. Bein Yam Rashid Shishim Mamasa is only Mein Chasimah, like we explained before. It's not counted as part of the list. If that's the case, Batzer Chodid, you're missing one. And the truth is, it has to be that it's part of that it's only Meina Chasima because it's not written in the Torah, like we said yesterday. It doesn't say anywhere that Hashem was Mavdil between Yom HaShiri and Shin Shimei Maaseh. So that one doesn't count either. So if you're going to take out two, one you take out literally, and one you're going to say, but it's only Meina Chasima, so now you're down to six. V'lecha Sheva, and we know that the maximum is seven. And for the Gemara, Amri, Kehanim Avim Yisraelim Treim Nidinu. We thought Kehanim Levim Yisraelim is one, and Hashem separated between Kehanim and Levim Yisraelim. Torah says no. There's two Avdolos over here. Bein Levim the Yisraelim, Dichsiv Ba'esahi Yehivdo Hashem as Shevet HaLevi. First, Hashem was Mavdil Shevet Levi from the rest of Klal Yisrael, like it says in the pasuk Ba'esahi Yehivdo Hashem as Shevet HaLevi. And then Bein Kehanim Levim. Then amongst Levim, Hashem separated the Kehanim from the rest of the Levim. Deceive Bnei Amram, the children of Amram were Aaron and Moshe. Vayavdil Aaron, Aaron was separated, Vagdisha Kodesh Kadoshim, to become Kodesh. So over here there's a double Havdalah, Ben Yisraelim, Bekanim Levim Yisraelim, because first of all, Kayanim are separated from the Levim, and Levim are separated from the Yisraelim. So this one counts as two, so you have five others, plus this one which counts as two, you have a total of seven. Mechta Mai Chasim. What's the Chasim? Halacha Lamaisa. We had different sheetahs of what the Chasim should be. So, Halacha Lamaisa, how are we Chasim Avdala? Rav Omar Mekadesh Yisrael. Rav says, like that sheetah of Mekadesh Yisrael. Ushmul Omar Hamavdu Ben Kadesh Lachol, which is like we all do. Hamavdu Ben Kadesh Lachol. Now, the Rishayim are bothered over here. We just said three shittas in a brisa, and none of them were malo mekadesh l'chol. So, where did this come from? So they say that yes, we have in other places, like we mentioned before, that when it's matzah yomtiv to yomtiv, you say amalav ben kodesh l'chodesh. So obviously that Tana holds that normally you say amalav ben kodesh l'chol, and that's why by yomtiv you can't say amalav ben kodesh l'chol. You have to say amalav ben kodesh l'chodesh. If you say one of these other chasimas, mekadesh Yisrael or say the bereishis, the yitzah bereishis, there's no need to change that on matzah yomtiv. On matzah Shabbos is going into yomtiv. Must be that Tana holds that you say amalav ben kodesh l'chol normally. So when matzah Shabbos is going into yomtiv, you can't say kodesh l'chol. So that's why you say kodesh l'chodesh. So since that Tana says amalav ben kodesh l'chodesh, so therefore, vice versa, that Tana holds normally, you make Amadu Ben Kodesh L'chol, and that's what Shmuel passed on, like that sheet that you say Amadu Ben Kodesh L'chol.
Is that why we pass like Shmuel, as opposed to Rav? Usually
we pass like Rav Yisur, but the fact that there's that Tana doesn't help, because Rav is also has Tanaim.
Okay.
So for some reason we had a cheshbon why we pass like this time over that time. We're going to see soon why we don't pass like Rav. Because the Gemara goes further, and the Gemara says, Layit Allah Abaye. Abaye was cursed out, was upset at those, the Tamer Rabbi Yosef, others say it was Rabbi Yosef, Ahad Rav, those that fear us like Rav, and say, Mekadesh Yisrael. Meaning, they held, it's not standard that it's a machloikis, that we're machloikis like Shmuel over Rav. They held that there's some chesaron. The Gemara doesn't tell us what that chesaron is, but there's some chesaron with this shita of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda with Mekadesh Yisrael, with that psak, and therefore they, to the point that they said that somebody who does like that, we're upset at him. We're not happy with what he's doing. The Gemara obviously had a reason not to hold like Rav, and therefore that's why Halakha L'maisa, because even though normally a machloikis Rav and Shmuel, we would paskin like Rav Bisuri, but over here we see that the Amiroim who are Basra, like Abai and Rabbi Yosef that came afterwards, they were ready Machriya not to do like Rav. So maybe that's why we don't take Rav's Shita into account, into consideration Allah Lamaisa. Tona Mishmeid Rabbi Shuv ben Chananya. We have a brice in the name of Rabbi Shuv ben Chananya. Kol HaChoyse Mekadosh Yisrael V'amavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. Someone who says in the Chasim of Nala both concepts, Mekadosh Yisrael V'amavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol, Marichim Le'yon V'shmeisav, he's zeicha to have a long life. V'lesuch HaSakavosei, however, says the Gemara, that's not the halacha either. And the reason is the Gemara explains in brachas that you don't make two separate chasimas. The chasima has to be only one topic. You don't say, right, the Gemara goes through great length when we say Mekadosh Yisrael Azmanim, how it's one thing, or even a Shabbos Yisrael Azmanim, it's one thing, but where it's clearly two different things, you can't have a chasima with two different topics. So over here, if you're going to say Mekadosh Yisrael Mavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol, Mekadosh Yisrael and Mavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol have no shaykhs one to the other, it's two totally separate topics. And therefore, Adarabi Shevedafke not say such a chasima.
So I would argue it's not so different.
You could say
because the
etzim
is separate,
right?
So basically, you're saying Amavda Ben Shalom.
Right. So
that's really what you're saying.
So I was bothered by that too. I imagine the problem is because if you would say Mekadosh Yisrael Mina Amim or something like that, then Enechanami would be the same.
Mekadosh Yisrael means from what? What are you separating them from? From all other
Hashem
nations.
Gave Kedusha to
not
them.
From animals.
Yeah, I understand. But
from
Hashem,
all other people. Mekadosh Yisrael.
But I guess
that's probably what Rav,
Hashem
that's
gave.
That's probably what Rav's Shita was.
Right.
That is.
That's probably Pshatim Rashi, but the Gemara at the end of the day, right? The Gemara at the end of the day was bothered. It's not straight out. Hashem gave them kedusha, but Mela became separate from. It's not like the Hashem took a thing, which is what happened anyway. But that's not what we're talking about now. That Hashem gave Klal Yisrael like an extra dose of kedusha. It's not like
right. We're
talking about the etzem avdolah that he made.
But why do we find this bracha so like optional? Like it almost sounds like anybody who said
it's very interesting,
like,
right?
You can pick three or seven. Like
right.
It's really like your
like
own.
Sometimes we find that a Chazal Mamash gave us such a clear nusuk, and you now be mishanim in a beis etavu chacham.
Right.
And sometimes a Chazal basically gave us, it's up to you. Do what you want.
Pick
optional.
Mortgage board, pick what you want.
Yeah. I don't know, but. Yeah. Ula ichol pumbadisa. Ula came to pumbadisa. Amalei Rabbiuda the Rabbi Yitzchak v'rei. So Rabbiuda instructed his son Rabbi Yitzchak, zil amdi lekakolad v'rei. Go bring him a basket of fruit. V'chazi hechi avdol. Meaning, find yourself an excuse to go watch how he makes avdolah. So go bring him a basket of fruit as a present, and while you'll be there, you'll see how he makes avdolah. So lo yazal, for whatever reason, he decided not to go. So shadalei da abaye, and he sent abaye instead. So kiyasa, when he returned, or kiyasa abaye, when abaye returned, so amalei, so Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, asked him, hechi avdol, what did you do? Amalei, so he said, baruch amavdol ben kodesh lechol, amar v'sulai. He said, amavdol ben kodesh lechol, and that's it. So there's two chedushim over here. Number one, he only said one avdol, not three. We saw before it's a machlokes tanoim, but the Gemara before seemed to hold like the shitas that the minimum is three. We see Ula obviously held not like that.
This wasn't the chasim of the bracha.
No, it's clear from the Gemara. The way Rishonim say it's clear that it, and then we see in the Gemara Vayter also like that, that it is two separate things over here. First of all, he only said one, and second of all, he didn't say a chasim at all. He didn't say that's the lashon of a sulay. He said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Amavdo Ben Kodesh Lechol. Just like you say Shehachol Niyeh Bevarei. There was no chasim, and that's chiddush number two that we saw in Ula.
And we say, you know, when you get home, you take your keys out.
Right, Baruch Amavdo Ben Kodesh Lechol. Basically, that's no, right, Mamash. But he just said it with Shema Malchus. Yeah, Enacharam. So he said, Baruch Amadu Bekadesh Lechol, Amar Vesulay. That's all he said. One Avdallah and no Chasima. So Asla Kamed Avua. So he went back to his father, Amalei. So his father asked him, Hechi Amar, what did Ula do? Amalei. So he told his father, Anoloy Azli, I Grada didn't go. Anoshadate La Abaye, instead I sent Abaye to go. So Amalei and Abaye told me that what happened, that he said, Amadu Bekadesh Lechol, that all he said was Amadu Bekadesh Lechol, and that's it. Amalei. So his father told him, Rav Revenuse Demar, your gaiva, the fact that you're acting with chashivas, that you were too great to go yourself, to toil, to go yourself, and you decided to send someone else. Visaruse Demar, and your stubbornness, Gar Male Lemar, that's in a cause to Laitem Lushmaitse Mipume. I mean, he was yelling at him, you should have gone yourself. If you would have gone yourself, then you would have been the link in the chain. It would have been said over in the name of you that Rabbi Yitzchak said that in the name of Ula that this is how to make Adala. Now that you send someone else, so he's going to be Zaychen and you're not. Meisve Kala Brachas Kulon, it says all Brachas. A normal bracha has to have a psicha and a chasima. Has to start Baruch Atah Hashem, and it has to have a chasima as well. It has to have a chasima, whatever the bracha is, let's say, ala michyo. So it has to end off also Baruch Atah Hashem, ala arz ala michyo. Chutz ni birkas ha-mitzis, besides birkas ha-mitzis, u birkas ha-peiris, u bracha smuch lechaverta, u bracha achroin shebikriyishma. Four exceptions. Birkas ha-mitzis, birkas ha-peiris, Bracha smuch lechaverta and bracha achreinu shebekriyishma sheyesh mehem paseach bebaruch veinachais and baruch. Some of those have a psicha without a chasima. Veyesh mehem shechais and bebaruch vein paseach bebaruch, and some of those are the opposite. They have a chasima, not a psicha. So the first two birkas hamitzis and birkas haperis have a psicha, not a chasima. Like we just mentioned before, Shachal Niyeh Bevorei doesn't have a chasima. Most Birkas HaMitzvahs are like that also. Al Nutilas Yadayim, or any one of the other ones, they have a psicha, not a chasima. Then, Bracha Smucho L'Chaverta is the opposite. Since it's Smucho L'Chaverta, so the psicha of the Shema Malchus of the first bracha goes on all the following brachas. So let's say an example of that would be Shemoneh Esrei. So the first bracha starts off with Shema Malchus, and all the following brachas only have a chasima, not a psicha. You use Ata Gibor, Ata Kodesh, Ata Chayin, and so on. And Hu Adin, every other time you have a Seder of brachas in Birkas Kriya Shema, so the first bracha starts off with a bracha in the beginning, Shema Malchus. But then the next bracha, whether you daven Svara Ashkenaz, Ava Salem, or Ava Rava, but either way, it starts straight. It doesn't start with a psicha. Because it's smucha lechaverta, it comes before it follows the bracha that precedes it. Ubracha achrayin shebekriyishma, which is the bracha after Kriyat Shema, whether it's by Shacharis Emes V'Yatziv or by Marav Emes Emuna, either way, it doesn't start with a baruch. Now, technically, it's not smucha l'chavrita because there is Kriyat Shema in between. But Ava Pikein, Heyos, the reason why we say Emes together with V'Yatziv and therefore Hu Adin Emes together with Emuna at night is gufa because of the pasuk of Hashem Elokim Emes. So therefore, Kriyishma, in a sense, is connected to the following bracha. So in a way, we could look at it as all one long bracha. If it's all one long bracha, then it's taka samuch to the bracha before, to Ayav Amma Yisrael. So even though we have to speak it out, because technically it's not smucha l'chaverta, so otherwise, so without speaking it out separately, you wouldn't have known it, but we consider it as if it's smucha l'chaverta, and that's why it taka doesn't begin with a baruch. Now, there are many brachas that seem not to stem with these kolam, so the Rishonim over here, and in other sugyas that bring down this thing in brachas, they're marach about all the different brachas, why they are the way they are, what's called samal chavarta, what's not called samal chavarta. One thing I just want to mention quickly is, it happens to be a big machlokes Rishonim, is samal chavarta punct, or is it by design? Meaning to say, there's many examples of this. Meaning to say, I'll give one example, Sheva Brachas. Right, so the last bracha of the Sheva Brachas starts with a baruch. Even though v'chayre it's samach l'chaverta. So why does it start with a baruch? So many Rishonim say, because sometimes if you don't have a panam chadash, you would only make the seventh bracha. So that means, that's this machlokes. It happens to be now, punkt, you're saying it's smucha l'chaverta. But by design, it doesn't have to be smucha l'chaverta. So is that called a bracha smucha l'chaverta, and therefore it should not start with a baruch? Or is it called not a smucha l'chaverta, so it doesn't have to be smucha l'chaverta, and therefore it should start with a baruch? Right? So based on that, let's say, I know many people do this, let's say, one of the brachas that everybody has a kasha on, it feels a derech, it doesn't start with a baruch. So some people say, make it a smucha l'chaverta. But like this machlekes Rishonim, it's lav dafka you're helping. I mean, the reason why some people are machmer to do it is because at least you're being geared to like the other Rishonim. But it's totally in this machlekes. If smucha l'chaverta is totally in how you punkt are doing it, so if you make an ala michi and then right afterwards you say tfilas aderech, it's taka smucha l'chaverta. But if it's totally in the design of the bracha, so who cares that you grada happened to be saying it now after ala michi? It wasn't designed to be said after ala michi. So if that's the case, it's not gonna end up making it into smucha l'chaverta. The same thing would be true by elikai neshama. We grada say all the brachas ala seder, but in Medina de Gemara, it sounds like each bracha was said as it came to them, like the Gemara and brachas goes through as you get dressed and as you step on the ground. So if that's the case, alekai neshama is one of the other ones that the Rishonim asked the kasha that it's not samach l'chaverta. So even if you do make it samach l'chaverta, you do say it right after. Not like the old Siddurim printed it after Birkas HaTorah, because then you have a hefsek of the Eilud Dvarim, but rather you say it right after Ashiyatz, like many people have the Minig, like some Rishonim mitaka fixing the problem, like other Rishonim you're not, because it's not by design after Ashiyatz, or just the Yerpung doing it that way. So those are technically all Smucha l'Chaverta, but the reason why they're all Poseach v'Baruch is because they don't have a Chasima. So if they wouldn't have a psicha, wouldn't have a chesima, what makes them separate one from the other? There are a bunch of small brachas, right, one right after the other, right? So shalasani goy, shalasani avid. So if you wouldn't make a psicha, you don't have a chesima either. So then, what makes them separate brachas?
Okay.
So that's going to be an exception to the rule that when there's a bunch of short brachas together, they need a psicha because they don't have a chesima. Technically, if they would have a chesima, they wouldn't need a psicha because it's smucha l'chaverta, but over here they need a psicha just to separate them one from the other. Right.
But those by design were also not meant to be all.
The grad by design and echanami.
Right.
You don't need to come right. Like right. That sheet, you don't need to come onto that and echanami. Yeah, just like the other sheet, you need to.
And then it should have the design is that it should be by itself. That it should have.
But they're brachas ksaras. They're like shackles because they're like shackles or brachas hamitzvahs. Right, well, so we'll see in a second, because we're left with it. We're middle of a kasha now, right? We had the kasha by Abdullah, Hamadah bin Kadesh Achol. It's not Birkas HaPeres, it's not Birkas HaMitzvah, so why does it not have a chasima? So the Brisa said, before we get to the Teretz, the Brisa says one more thing. HaTovah Meitiv, the Brach of HaTovah Meitiv, in benching, Poseah B'Baruch V'Ein Chayisim B'Baruch. So over here, there's really two chadushim. Number one, it's Poseah B'Baruch, even though it's smukh l'chaverta, the rest of benching. And number two, it's not chayisim b'barach. And the reason why it's not chayisim b'barach is because we're going to see what the rule is in a moment, that what makes something a bracha arucha versus a bracha ksara, if it's one topic or many topics. So, the Rishonim speak out, Rashi, Rashbam, many other Rishonim, they speak out that HaTayla Meitiv, even though it's very long, it's the same thought repeated again and again. It doesn't deviate to talk about something else. Like Kiddush starts off praising Shabbos, but then you say Bakashas, that Hashem should want us and this and that. So you kind of go and make Inyan in the Inyan. So therefore, it's called a bracha arucha. But a bracha ketar is something that it's one thought and that's it. So even if the one thought is said in a very lengthy way, it's called a bracha ketzara because it's only one thought, and that's why it doesn't end with a baruch. So HaTovah Meitiv is Peseach b'baruch v'ein chayisim b'baruch. So Koshalu, the bottom line is it's a kasha on Uda, who said that Hamadah ben Kadesh Chol v'sulai, it's not Birkas HaPeres, it's not Birkas HaMitzvahs. So the Gemara answers the concept that we just said. Amalach Uda, Hanami ki Birkas HaMitzvahs damit. This, even though it's not a Birkas HaMitzvahs, but it has the same idea as a Birkas HaMitzvahs. Birkas HaMitzvahs is my time, because why does a Birkas HaMitzvahs not need a chasima mishum to haidah? It's just a haidah, meaning the way the Rishayim explained, like we just said, it's meaning it's one thought. All you're saying is a haidah. Asher kishon ha-mitzvahs v'tzivon ha-matilas yadayim, or ashahak on the yevivarei. So it's only one thought. So ha-nami haidah. So that's all Havdalah is also. If you're going to just say one thing, you're not going to say Hamadah ben Kadesh Chol b'Ner l'cheshem yisolamim. All you're saying is Hamadah ben Kadesh Chol. So it's just one simple thought. It's just one idea, and therefore it doesn't have to be chayim with a baruch. Okay.
Shabbos.
Shabbos.